Movie of Cesar Chavez is out. New biographies are out, which we'll be covering as well. And I'll tell you that because on this day, March the 31st, is known as Cesar Chavez Day across this country for the union leader that stood up and fought for the rights of his fellow workers picking the fruit from the fields in California. And this is also the birthday of Cesar Chavez, who was born on this day in 1927. And way before that, in 1492, this was the day that Queen Isabella and King Ferdinand of Spain expelled the Jews from Spain. And interesting enough, in 1776, Abigail Adams, the wife of President John Adams, said these words: "If particular care and attention is not paid to the ladies, we are determined to foment a rebellion and will not hold ourselves bound by any laws in which we have no voice or representation." 37 years before that, in 1741, I left out and want to let you know that this was a period of many slave revolts, and some took place, and rumors of them took place, in New York in March and April of 1741. In that period, though, 31 slaves were killed and murdered, and 5 whites were executed in those rebellions that took place in New York, because at that time, poor blacks and poor whites and Indians actually fought together to free themselves. This is the day in 1906, given the news, should be interesting, with the NCAA. This is the day it was founded, in 1906, the Intercollegiate Athletic Association of the United States. And those of you who love the Virgin Islands, it was this day in 1917 that the United States bought what was then the Danish West Indies and renamed it the U.S. Virgin Islands. A year later, daylight savings time started on this day. And Baltimore's Great Cab Calloway, on this day in 1931, recorded Minnie the Moocher. It was the first jazz album in history to sell 1 million copies. And on this day, President Hoover, back in 1930, nominated Judge John J. Parker of North Carolina for a seat on the U.S. Supreme Court. And the NAACP launched a national campaign against the appointment because of his racist past, his deeply racist past and present, and he was actually not confirmed. And this was back in 1930. In 1948, A. Philip Randolph, the great African-American union leader of the Pullman car porters, testified before the Senate Armed Services Committee on this day in 1948 that unless segregation and discrimination were banned in draft programs, he would urge black young people to resist induction into the United States Armed Services as civil disobedience. And on this day in 1959, this is the day that the Dalai Lama, the spiritual leader of Tibet, crossed the mountains of the Himalaya Mountains into India after a 15-day journey. After Lhasa, the capital of Tibet, was taken by the Chinese troops, and severe repression took place by the Chinese after that, and still takes place. And he still, and after that, really, somebody said to me once, thinking about the Dalai Lama, that, you know, the Dalai Lama may have not had the great presence he has on the planet Earth now if he hadn't been exiled. That could be true. But we do have him, and we were lucky enough in this program to be able to interview many people who were associated with that march several years back. And for those of you, like me, who are really interested in anthropology and the past and who we are in the past, it was this day in 1994 that the journal Nature reported finding the first complete skull of Australopithecus afarensis, the first complete skull found in Ethiopia of one of our ancestors. And corporations don't always win. On this day in 2009, the U.S. Supreme Court dismissed the appeal made by Philip Morris over a $79.5 million judgment that the Oregon courts gave to the widow of a long-term Oregon smoker. Jesse Williams died of lung cancer in 1997, having smoked for over 40 years. And Mrs. Williams sued the cigarette manufacturer for fraud on behalf of her husband. She said that Philip Morris had committed a, quote, massive market-directed fraud for misleading people on whether smoking cigarettes was an addictive or dangerous. So corporations do lose sometimes. On this day in 1856 was born a very interesting man. His name was Henry Ossian Flipper. He was the first African-American to graduate from the U.S. Military Academy. He was born in Georgia. He endured extreme, excruciating racism during his time at the academy, went on to a brilliant military career that was ended when he was falsely accused of embezzling funds, and also as a way to keep him from raising in the ranks to become a general. And on this day was born Jack Johnson, the first black man to hold the heavyweight title by defeating Tommy Burns for the crown at the age 30. He fled to Europe in 1913 after the Mann Act convicted him falsely and ridiculously. Then he lost the title of Jesse Willard in Havana, but claimed to have taken a dive. one of the greats of all time. The great Etta Baker was born on this day in 1913 and died in 2006, was a guest on the show many years back. On this day in 1980, the great Jesse Owens, Olympic champion, passed away, born in 1913. And that is this day in history, March the 31st. And to see our full list of this day in history, including lots of important things we didn't have a chance to get to, time to mention, please visit us at steinershow.org. Throughout the show today, we'll be bringing you more of what happened this day in history through its music.
Hey, folks, here's a story about Minnie the Moocher. She was a lord.